Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR's senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Jill Lawrence of National Journal, who's recently done a profile of Governor O'Malley looking at his prospects for higher office. Talk to us a little bit about why you decided to do this.
Well, when you look at who's in the running, you, of course, start with Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden, and then it becomes a little more complicated. But there are a couple of governors who are definitely in the mix, and that is Martin O'Malley of Maryland and Andrew Cuomo of New York. So he seemed like a ripe topic because he's making a lot of preparations and seems like he'll definitely do it if Hillary Clinton doesn't, and maybe even if she does.
Why is he running from a state like Maryland, you know, with so few electoral votes?
Well, I think that, you know, he's created a national reputation for himself as a manager, and he's also become a pretty visible national party spokesman as a result of heading the Democratic Governors Association. And, I mean, the man has been born to politics. I mean, he's been a strategist since he was in his 20s. So he's got a lot of qualifications. What he doesn't really have is a great life story for this sort of situation. You know, he was a kid who grew up in the Washington suburbs in an intact nuclear family. He doesn't even have a background of working with Republicans because, you know, Maryland is so Democratic. So it was kind of interesting trying to figure out how he would tell his own story if he ran.
And apparently what you gathered, that the narrative that he may select is he took over a really difficult city as mayor.
That's right. I mean, he didn't tell me that that's what he would do. But what I took from listening to him talk about his life and the path it took, he chose Baltimore, and it was a very difficult choice. It's not the first place you would think of to try to make your name. And I was struck by what some of the people were telling me about what it said about him, in fact, that he is gutsy and that he tries to solve problems and not avoid them. So that, to me, suggested, you know, someone who might stack up pretty well in the Democratic primaries.
Do you think that'll play?
Well, I mean, there's other things he might also use, one being management and two being the results he talks about. But I think you could make the case that he embraced a lot of hard choices and tried to fix something that was very broken. And he's now doing a lot at the state level, and he had to govern through a recession. So that's another, you know, a lot of governors had to do that. So that's another thing that he can talk about. He does have the Baltimore City Detention Center problem, which kind of gives people a way to argue against the management argument he might make. He does lack the demographic factor. He's a white guy, and we've had a lot of those as president. But, you know, he'll be young, and that could work to his advantage.
Well, and he's not well known, probably. I think the polling doesn't show he has a very much national profile, even though he has lots of TV exposure. So getting out as early as he has, probably he has no choice in that regard, does he?
Well, that's true. It's even more important for him than it is for Cuomo, who comes from a famous political family. So he's wise to be doing it. It never hurts. And also, the fact that he's young means that if someone else gets elected, he can always use these contacts in a later race.
Well, it's, you know, years away from knowing whether he really gets traction. And we thank you for your thoughts about it.
Well, thank you for having me.
For Jill Lawrence, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.